When we hear about the devastation in Syria, almost always it's about Aleppo. Granted, the destruction in Syria's largest city is on a massive scale, but there are other places in Syria where residents are suffering through terrible conditions, like the small mountain town of Madaya near the Lebanese border. You may recall the headlines last year about Madaya. People there were found to be starving, eating boiled grass after they had killed all the cats in town. And residents often can't get help either because the town's basically cut off from the outside world.
It's a town that's very beautiful, very lush, very green. And unfortunately, it's found itself in a very strategic corridor. It's a supply line, if you will.
That's Reem Momtaz, a producer for ABC News. This spring, the network tried to get a team of reporters into Madaya, but failed. So Momtaz began an extended text conversation in Arabic with one mother in Madaya.
I was having day-long conversations with this woman. She would text me from the moment she woke up, which was very, very early, like 5 a.m., and then she would text me truly throughout the day. It became sort of a stream of consciousness situation. And one day she told me, you know, it's funny, I speak to you like I speak to my best friend. It's like you're my confidant. It's a really bizarre situation to find yourself in as a journalist.
Right.
And obviously we couldn't go to her, we couldn't interview her, we couldn't even get her to do a Skype interview, which is what journalists around the world have resorted to and reverted to since the beginning of this conflict. The internet is so curtailed there that even that was not possible. So we started texting and we decided, all right, we're just going to use this as a daily diary. So she started telling us about her daily life. And then we started thinking, well, we need to visualize this. We are a television station.
Mm.
And it was just impossible.
So who was she exactly?
She is a mother who lives in that town, who is born and raised there, who has five children, and who was willing to take the risk to speak to foreign journalists because there was a real risk and there continues to be a real risk with her speaking to us, which is why we haven't revealed her identity. People in the town feel that if those who are besieging them, i.e. the president's forces, Hezbollah and other armed factions, if they know who is helping people understand what's going on inside this besieged town, then these people will be targeted. And that has been said to us from various different people in the town, medics, other people who work with NGOs. They have been targeted. They are now on lists. They can't leave. They can't go in. They can't go out. We basically wanted to tell the story of a normal person in the town, a civilian.
Right.
Not someone who's an activist, not someone who is a fighter. Even though, I mean, let's be clear, people who are besieged for a year, everyone sort of becomes part of a kind of struggle in the end.
How did you know and how do you know today that Madaya mom is who she says she is, just a normal mom in Madaya?
She sent us her IDs. So we have official documents of who she is, and we've been able to cross-check the authenticity of these documents. So that we know. She was able to send us a few stills that she took from around where she says her home is, and we've been able to verify that those pictures indeed correspond to other landscapes that we've seen in that town. Now, in the end, of course, in Syria, you know, I haven't been to Madaya now since the conflict has started, and I haven't met her. So that's always been the problem, right? But it is a siege situation, which means by definition, that's the issue.
ABC now has this idea to tell the story of Madaya through the eyes of this mother in illustrated comic book form. What was the basis for the images? I mean, how did you kind of logistically go about this?
People at Marvel are just some of the most talented people I've ever worked with.
Marvel Comics, I mean, they do the superheroes and that kind of thing.
Exactly. And they understood the story in a way that I, frankly, didn't really anticipate. They made sure that the artist that they commissioned was someone who had gone through a similar conflict himself.
Right.
Dalibor Teladic is someone who went through the Yugoslav War. He was 18 when the war broke out. And so he had this sensitivity that I think someone who hasn't necessarily gone through a similar kind of war where there were sieges, where there was extremely ferocious bombing, wouldn't necessarily be able to do the same way.
I got to say, it really works, these illustrations. I mean, comics are a very powerful medium for this story. Tell us about the scene where the girls go back to a reopened school in Madaya, but the next day a shell falls on the school building. One girl sees her friend blown apart. They're just hysterical. What happens next in that whole world of that girl?
So they run home, completely petrified. They run home to the security and safety of their mother. They recount what they saw. They tell her that they had to walk through puddles of blood that came from their friends, that they saw their teacher hurt, and that they barely escaped. And then she proceeds to tell me that she spent hours trying to comfort them, but really at a loss as to how she was supposed to do that, because it's not like she could tell them, don't worry, this is going to stop, we know when the war is going to end. She herself constantly asks me, when is this going to stop? When is the siege going to be lifted? When are we going to become free again? So she finds herself in this position where she's trying to be the mother that every child in that position needs in that moment, while at the same time feeling extremely helpless.
So you were really lucky with kind of the subject you got for this. I mean, somebody who was really willing to engage.
Well, I think she is truly extraordinary, and we talk about that in the context of a Marvel comic. Obviously, Marvel comics are all built around heroes and superheroes. And in a way, she is. She's an extraordinary person. People who aren't necessarily interested in Syria or aren't necessarily following Syria every day because, frankly, they can't take seeing more bloody children every day, have said to us, I can totally identify with her, and I feel for her in a way that I haven't felt with other stories on Syria.
I know you're still in touch with Madaya Mom. Do you know if she's read the comic?
Just one screen grab takes hours to download on her side. What she's seen, she's loved. And when we first started thinking about doing this project, I told her that Marvel was interested in doing this, and she couldn't believe that the people behind Spider-Man, which she loves...
She reads Spider-Man.
She loves Spider-Man, so she couldn't believe that the people behind Spider-Man knew who she was, were interested in her story, and wanted to give her the same treatment they gave to Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, Madaya Mom, whoever she is nothing short of heroic. Reem Momtaz, the co-creator of Madaya Mom, a new digital comic by ABC News and Marvel Comics. Thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.